this episode of American Chopper. Class is in session.
Getting aggravated.
Old school style. As Paul Sr. gives Cody a crash course.
Persuasion.
In the art of classic chopper design.
Let me tell you, me and Cody, we're going to give Paul a run for his money.
You'll build bikes, that's it.
It's business as usual.
So now the thing's leaking.
Between father and son.
Go over there and build bikes.
And the family spends some quality time.
It's ridiculous.
Huddle style.
Good job, Mike.
As usual, it turned into another dysfunctional family affair.
The lessons.
How can I be so stupid?
Laughter. The lunacy. On this episode of American Chopper.
What was, and what is. Okay. And this what is what's happening right now.
You know, for the past 4 months, I've basically been going from one theme bike to the next. Pretty sweet. And now that I'm finally finished with the fireman bike, I have a little time to start working on customer bikes.
So what, do you got to cut a little off that side?
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it's kind of like a break in the way. Because the stress level is nowhere near like when you're trying to build a theme bike.
All right, Cole, let's go. We're going to go down to Ted's.
All right.
You know, Cody's starting a new program at school that allows him to work here during the day and to go to school at night. So I figured that's perfect time for me and him to get started on an old school chopper that we wanted to build.
Today, me and Paul went to Ted's Cycle. Paul says it's kind of like a supermarket for motorcycles.
Look at this Indian over here. How crazy is that?
1920.
I had a Triumph just like that.
Yeah?
Yep, same color. Triumphs are cool bikes.
Yeah.
Look, it's an old panhead police bike.
Huh? That's an actual police bike?
Yeah, that's the original bike right there. A lot of neat stuff in here, huh?
They have a bunch of different kind of motorcycles and choppers on display, which is really cool because it gave us a lot of ideas for our bike.
All those bikes on the top there, that's kind of the style bike that we're going to be looking to build, you know? You know, the old school chopper really became popular in the late 60s, especially after the movie Easy Rider. And I gotta tell you, I've always liked that look. The chopper that me and Cody are gonna build is kind of like a throwback of the old choppers that I started building back then. Next. I gotta tell you, Cody was like a kid in a candy store picking out all the things that we needed for this bike.
This place is huge, man. You guys must do a lot of business out of here. This bike's gonna be a lot different than all the bikes I've worked on here at OCC because of the old school parts that we're gonna be using. We're gonna have a jockey shift, a kickstart.
Next.
And the frame that we're buying is a replica Harley-Davidson wishbone frame.
Got the goodies, huh?
I think it's going to look really awesome.
We're getting ready to move to a new shop that we basically just finished building right next door to the old shop. And I thought it would be a really good idea to have Cody's chopper to be the first one built in the shop. Let's just get a little organized in here. So pretty much we're going to be working up there by ourselves, you know, without all the distraction and the annoyances of the other shop. It looks like a little toy, doesn't it?
It does.
Huh? That's the look you want, though, you know? You know, I kind of look at this new shop as like a fresh start for OCC. Let's see that oil tank. I told Cody, rule number one, this shop is going to be clean and organized. Old school, baby. Everything's going to have a place. There ain't going to be no tools, rubber gloves, coffee cups, or whatnot laying all over the place. Those days are over, I can tell you that. you know, if we can come in tomorrow, we'll start putting stuff together. All right, let's get out of here. All right?
Building a bike over here?
Yeah.
All right, Cope. Probably start by whacking these off. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Probably whack them off right here, you know? First thing that me and Cody had to do with this bike is get the frame the way that we wanted it. It had these tabs like mounting brackets, so we're getting rid of them.
On the first bike I built with me and Paulie, I got to do some fabrication, but some of it was above my ability. Now with this bike, I'm getting more into the cutting and grinding on the frame.
It's really important to me that Cody get some hands-on time with this project. Because in my experience, the best way to learn how to do stuff like that is just get in there and do it. So I'm just sort of like stepping back and letting him go. But, you know, if he needs help, I'm there. Getting tired yet?
Not really. My forearms are getting pumped, though.
Huh?
Forearms are getting pumped.
I tell you what, it's better than working out. We used to have 9-inch grinders, and a guy put the grinder on a high table like this here, and
yeah,
put it down like that, and the grinder went off, and it spun around, it broke his nose.
Oh.
Broke his nose. That's why you never put a grinder down face down. Do. Never.
It didn't take long before we ran into our first problem. Where the triple trees, they're already powder coated. So when we tried to slide our fork legs in there, the powder coat was too thick and they wouldn't slide in. Big Paul thought maybe we can coax them in, but that really didn't work out. So we needed to grind out all the powder coat on the inside of those trees.
I don't know what they're thinking about when they powder coat. Everything's powder coated, the threads, everything.
Is there a drill in here somewhere?
I got a drill. We did have one. Where is that drill?
Since we're working in a new shop, we really have no tools or any supplies up here, so we have to keep running back and forth, and Paul gets aggravated when he doesn't have the stuff he needs.
Lou! Somebody took my drill, I'm gonna kill him. Where are those guys? You can't build bikes hanging out in the back here talking on the phone and smoking cigarettes, all right?
We just got out here.
I don't give a f***. Get in here and build bikes, all right?
This is the first break we've taken all day.
I don't care. Did somebody go upstairs and take a drill and drill bits?
No.
You sure about that?
Yeah. Hey, Paul. It's been kind of nice having my father out of the shop.
Well, then how the hell did that disappear?
But we all knew he couldn't stay away for very long, unfortunately.
Those bits are upstairs? You didn't take
those
bits?
Yeah, I don't know. Ask Mikey.
Mike, where's the bits? The bits were next to the drill.
Up there? The bits are up there.
They're up there?
Yeah, I'm going to go find them. You're going to look bad.
Okay, good. Make me look bad, all right? Otherwise, you're going to look bad.
I'll be up there in a minute, Pop.
Where's Michael? Is he on his way up? Mike! Mikey, come on upstairs. Show me where those bits are, or I'm coming down there.
You don't want that. fat ass upstairs now.
You know those guys took my drill bits. I'm like a block from where they are, and they're still taking my tools.
Go find my bits. They're not up there. And so that means they're down here, and I want them. Where are they? Find me my bits. I'll turn the shop upside down. Give me my bits.
Your shop? Turn it upside down. I don't give a
Where's my bits? You got a black thing of bits here? They're not upstairs.
Hey,
hey. What? Are they down here?
No way. Nobody has your bits. I told you 5 times.
Well, they're not upstairs, and if the drill disappeared, then their bits were with the drill. Mike, get your fat ass upstairs and find me
those. I want you to apologize for calling me fat.
I apologize for calling you fat. Now go upstairs and now get your fat ass upstairs and get my drills. I break your fat ass.
Probably just misplaced them.
No. Mike's going down.
Come on, find my bits.
What are these?
These drills?
Oh, the drill bits. Oh, wow.
They weren't in there.
Yeah, they weren't. Planted by the CIA.
You put them in here?
Oh, never good enough for you, Daddy.
All right, Cole, let's get this damn front end on. Slide the wheel back, all the way back. All right, you're getting aggravated.
Before we started working on this bike, I really didn't know that much about old school choppers.
Oh, is that hitting there?
But Big Paul does.
That's not good, huh? We screwed that up, didn't we?
And he's teaching me a lot of what goes into building a bike like this.
How did we do that? You know, the amount of passion that Cody seems to have for this stuff kind of reminds me how I was when I was his age. You know what you could do? You could bolt them risers on and bolt them handlebars on. You know, he's so eager to learn things and get things done. You know, he doesn't diddle-daddle around like somebody else I know. He's really a hard worker. If something needs to be done, he gets right on it right away. No questions asked. I wonder if we should grind a little bit, just a little bit off the head here. Let's put the wheel on. Working with Cody's been almost like a vacation compared to working with my son. Because, you know, there's always a clashing of heads between me and Paulie. But, you know, working with Cody, we work on the same level.
Is that right on that hole?
It's covering it.
Yeah, but is the hole in this tab right in that big hole?
Better not be. Or else I'm going to be sick. You know what? It is. That's all right. We'll fix it. How could I be so stupid?
When we were mounting the gas tank, we realized we had a big hole in the frame from where we cut the tab off, from where the original gas tank was supposed to mount.
I'll weld a nut right in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But like Paul says, the good thing about working with metal is if you cut something off, you can always put it back on.
It's starting to get messy here, you know? We got crap all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's these parts.
Get a little organized before we leave today, you know? Starting to look like Paulie.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
One of the things that impresses me about Cody is that he likes to be neat and orderly. And that really relieves me of one of the stresses I have working with Paulie.
All right, Paul, I'm going to school.
All right, you going?
Yep, I'll see you in the morning.
All right, I'll see you in the morning.
Yep, I'll see you in the morning, Paul.
All right. You know, me and Cody have been pushing pretty hard on this project. But, you know, I still have to make sure that things are getting done at the old shop. So I'm making sure that I'm keeping an eye on what's going on down here. Get off the phone and get over here and build bikes. Because when the big dog's away, the little dogs will play. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you on the phone. You build bikes, that's it.
The problem with having two shops right now is that the phone is ringing off the hook and nobody knows who's talking to who. Somehow I get roped in over here every 2 seconds. So I spend half my day dealing with customers, which is really the last thing that I need when I'm trying to build bikes.
Go over there and build bikes. That's okay. All I'm worried
about.
Listen,
I really don't want to be on the phone. But the bottom line is, some of these calls can't be ignored.
Let me worry about it.
You're not around, though. You're upstairs working.
No, I'm upstairs on the phone. I've been on the phone for the last hour.
So then why does she call down here and say, someone talk to this guy?
First of all, she ain't supposed to be calling down here for nothing.
Listen,
nothing.
She pages down here every 2 minutes. She can't hold all the calls, Dad.
I told her, write down all the calls and give them to me. So that's the end of it.
But that never happens.
Listen, I don't want to have this conversation because what was, and what is, is.
Okay.
And this what is what's happening right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay?
I didn't know that was supposed to be that way.
All right.
Because the phone's ringing off the hook down here. That's all I'm saying.
I understand that.
I have no problem with not answering the phone. None at all.
Thank you. Now get back to building bikes.
So far, I think the bike has come together pretty good. We've modified the frame, we've got the forks and the legs on, we've mounted the handlebars and the wheels are on, and now today we're gonna put the transmission and stuff in it, hopefully fix that hole in the frame.
You ever weld yet, Kurt?
Yeah, a little stuff.
A little bit? Just weld it in here. Just build it up a little bit, you know what I mean? Just hit it. And then pull it away. That's it. You know, the more I work with Cody, the more impressed I am. Because I realize how much he can really do. If he keeps going the way he's going, he's got the potential to be as good, if not better, than Paulie someday. Once we get the motor, then we can just blast through this thing, you know?
Just about everything.
All right?
Yep.
So I'll see you in the morning.
Yep. Later, Paul.
All right. I was hoping to bring Cody down, you know, so he can just see everything that goes into building the motor. But he's got a commitment at his school that he's got to keep. So I headed down to Steve's myself, because it's pretty cool to watch the process.
Hey, Paul, how are you? How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Where's Cody?
Cody had to go to school. He had to be there, like, early today, so he ain't going to be able to...
So he'll be able to join us. All right. Well, anyways, I guess we're ready to get started here.
Ready to get rocking
here. Get your motor going, yeah?
The motor we decided to use is an 80-inch panhead motor. Mostly cast and steel, unlike, you know, billet motors that we usually use. It'll put out about 40 horsepower, because I'm sure that Cody's going to be wanting to ride it, and you don't want to give somebody his size too much power. I gotta tell you, I was pretty impressed. Steve McPhillips is about the best there is. And he put that motor together in about an hour and had it running.
It's alive.
It's alive.
It's got really good.
It's a thing. It's a thing now.
It's good.
We got a call from my brother Danny, who wanted us to come over and build a swing set for my little niece Gabriella. And as usual, it turned into another dysfunctional family affair.
Dan, is there any directions or a picture or anything?
Probably right in there, in that bag there.
What was this like? Did you just walk around a store and look at the most complicating thing that you could possibly find?
Yeah, this is all B2'd. Hey, Dan, these things go on there, don't they?
I'm scared, Mike.
Damn. They're right there. Yeah, they are.
You figure a bunch of guys who put bikes together for a living might be able to put together a swing set.
Damn it. Push. Man, you're strong.
Whoa! But I swear it's like you need a master's degree in engineering in order to even understand the instructions.
This is ridiculous.
That's snug.
Push that mic.
I'm ready to blow my roof.
Really?
Ow!
Oh. Good job, Mike.
It's bending the side, look.
Hit it!
That's it. That's it. It's good. It's good.
Are we lined up?
Yeah, go through.
All right, next piece.
Get it. Out.
Get it, Dan.
You know, it took us nearly all day to get that damn thing up.
Paul, you got the bolts?
Get your ass up and help your sons.
And I got to tell you, it's a good thing I was there to supervise, or we'd be there till midnight.
Great, thanks, Dan.
Thanks.
Don't ever call me again, okay?
Thanks for having us over.
You ready?
Yep.
She's a beaut, huh?
Yeah, fits in there perfect.
All right, Cole, bring her up.
Me and Paul Sr. have been working on this bike for about a week or so now, and we got the motor, and now the rest of the fabrication should go pretty easy. At least I hope so. On most of the bikes that we build at OCC, the clutches have a concealed bearing system. But the clutch on this 4-speed old-school bike have needle bearings, and they need to be greased and assembled before they can be put on the bike. And that's something I've never done before.
I guess that's as far as she goes on, huh?
I gotta tell you, one of the best things about building this old school chopper is it's given Cody the opportunity to learn some things that he wouldn't have learned working on our other bikes. And you know what? I think it's gonna give him a greater appreciation for the bikes. And also, working hard and sticking to something can pay off.
Fits pretty good too, just like that. Even that centered it up, you know what I mean?
I think it looks good right there.
Almost looks perfect right there, doesn't it?
Almost perfect.
You know, we got a lot of new customer bikes, but even though I'm working at the new shop with Cody, it's still up to me to make sure that those bikes still get done, and get done the right way, and get done on time. Because ultimately, I'm the one that's responsible for the way that OCC does business. All right, listen, I want to have a little meeting over here. You know, I think if it was up to Paul, we'd be delivering these bikes whenever, with no considerations to any deadlines.
First of all,
How many more bikes do we got to build? And why do we have that bike on there when you got them other two bikes to build?
What bike?
You got that single down tube with fabrication on it?
Those bikes are pretty easy. I want to get them out of the way, and then we can spend
Well, you know what? You got him here, supposedly anyhow, and you know what? Those are the bikes that should be done. Those are the bikes should be done. Not the easy bikes that he can do by
where
himself.
Where am I going? I figured we'd get those bikes done so we can get more stuff to the powder
Listen,
coater.
Listen, I run the shop here, okay? That's not happening. You're not going to the painter. You're working on these bikes until these bikes get done. Then we're going to move on to the thing.
That's fine.
We're moving upstairs. So, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. That shop upstairs is going to be like a hospital. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way it's going to stay. So,
you know, Vinny and I have been working on these bikes for the last few days, and everything's been going along just fine. But it seems like my father, he thinks it's either his way or the wrong way.
Let's get that set up, and when we come up there, let's not just throw things out. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it set up. Cody, let's go build that bike.
Even when we're not under the pressure of a major deadline, my father still finds a way to tighten the screws.
You know, Code, it's not like that we have the opportunity to take time off over here. Every minute counts. We got and when you have some time off from doing the project, you got to take care of the business on hand. You know what I mean? And that's the part that he doesn't understand. You know, it's like it's not that important to him. That the business that doesn't revolve on building one bike. That isn't how it operates. You know what I'm saying? So I have to step in and say, this is the way it's done. And that's it. That's why I got these big shoulders, though, you know? Carry the weight. Carry the big weight. All right, Cope. Don't make me start yelling at you neither, all right? I'm on a roll this morning. Kicking ass and taking names. You don't want to be on a list, do you?
No.
I didn't think so. Mount the seat.
We were making pretty good progress today. We were going pretty good until we got to the seat.
I think you bottom out on the fender, don't you?
I don't think it'll bottom out, right?
And then we got some problems.
Hold that right there. Let me just see. Does that bring the nose down at all, though? Where, is this
you know what
ball?
It is, though? Yeah. When you tighten it, you're going to have to leave it a little loose, so you don't want too much slop, because mm-hmm. it'll go like this yeah. when you're sitting back on it. You know?
Yep.
Seat's got flex in it, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's the way I got my bike.
But
I got
mean,
it going right through
this,
the frame.
You're going to drop this thing down at least an inch.
Nah, you know what? Those springs are stiffer than you think they are.
I think you might hit this.
I might.
If you sat on it.
I might.
Get up there. Do a test run. Yeah. Bounce a little bit.
It hardly moves.
That's cool.
It's fine. This bike's going to be cool, man.
Running no front fender?
None. We're going to cut the bosses right off those lower legs.
Machine them off. Powder coat them.
Grind them right off of there. And then you got to file it. And you gotta do by hand.
Did you get the front brake working?
Yeah.
That's cool, huh?
All right, Cole, what do you want to do? Should we figure this thing out, or you want to go? The next thing I was thinking we could do is the oil tank to any exhaust. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now the Monday morning quarterback wants a piece of the pie over here. You know what I mean? He sees it coming alive. Let's get the oil tank over here. Okay, so this must bolt up in here.
Yeah.
I think we should do the exhaust, no?
Yeah.
Probably got to take this bracket off of here. Give me the cutting wheel. I'll cut that bracket right off here. Like a glove. Let's get this a little snug.
like that looks pretty good.
I gotta go downstairs for a while, and then you could start on that brake assembly.
When I first started this bike, I really didn't think I'd get to do as many hands-on things as I have. But I guess Big Paul really trusts me, and that makes me feel good.
Came to steal stuff. How you making out?
Pretty good.
You know, Cody's like everybody's little brother in the shop. And he's a quiet kid. But if you know him like we do, you can tell he's pretty stoked up about this bike he's building.
What's up, Nick?
Put the old kicker on it.
You gonna ride this code?
I don't know. Hopefully.
Don't say you don't know. Say, yeah, you're damn right.
Hopefully I get a chance to ride this. I mean, it's gonna be hard since we're having the suicide shift on it with the foot clutch, but hopefully I get a chance to try it out.
Looks good, isn't it?
It's cool looking.
Show him how to do it. I don't think that Cody and me are the only ones that are getting excited about this bike. You know, the other guys down in the shop over there, they just couldn't stay away. And I think they're pretty impressed, especially with Cody and the work he's done on his bike.
But you know what? We got pretty much done today.
Yeah, we got a lot done today. We hammered this thing out.
Just a few more odds and ends, you know what I mean? Kick a few more kinks out of here.
Yeah.
We can start unassembling it and doing, you know, doing the cleanup work. Let's get the hell out of here, all right?
Yeah.
All right, Cole, time to take this piece apart.
Okay.
Take this fender off now, right?
Now that we've basically finished up with the fabrication and mocking up of the bike, we're stripping it down instead of sending everything out for paint, powder coat, and chrome.
You know, I can really tell Cody's really enthused about how this bike's turned out. Persuasion. And I think once we get it painted and powder coated and whatnot, he's going to be super proud of it. And he should be, if you ask me, because he's done one hell of a job with it.
Do you want to powder coat them rims and hubs, or do you want to leave them chrome?
I don't know. Black would look kind of cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, Code. You go cut the spokes. I'll handle the sissy bar.
We've decided that we want to powder coat the outside of the wheels black. So I had to cut out all the spokes. And then they'll have to be relaced after powder coat.
You know, when I looked at that sissy bar, I thought it needed something else. It needed something special. So I decided to incorporate OCC's trademark into it. You know, kind of giving it a finishing touch.
That's sweet, though.
Should look pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? Got a cool look to it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, let's get some lunch, huh?
Yeah, sounds
good. I got to be at the dentist.
Oh, again?
Yeah, just a cleaning, though, I think.
All right.
Got everything in here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we got everything.
All right, let's get out of here.
It was really important for me to let Cody experience as many of the processes that go into building a bike as possible.
And that's like just like a little dot on the eye of all the other things that really go on with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This new school program that he's enrolled in really made that possible to happen. And today, we're taking our own field trip over to Zumax so he can learn about powder coating.
When we first got here, we got all the parts and cleaned them up. They really have to be cleaned very well, because if there's any oils or anything, it really affects the powder coat. And then after that was finished, we scuffed the chrome so the powder coat stuck to it.
So just maybe go a little down there, right in it.
It's really cool that I actually got to do some hands-on things, especially glass beating the parts. So that is actually little particles of glass?
Yes.
It's kind of like sandblasting, only different. What it does is smooths out any kind of bumps or dimples that's in the raw steel before powder coat.
That's cool, man. It cleans it up real nice, too.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, Cody, we're going to take some corks and put in these holes, just like this.
It's awesome for these guys even to let me do this stuff. We had to plug up all the spoke holes on the wheels because you don't want any powder coat to get in there. Because then the new spokes won't line up right. After we plugged the spoke holes and masked the wheels, we actually started the actual powder coat process. The first time I heard the word powder coat, I really didn't realize they actually used powder. Because when they're finished with it, it looks so smooth and liquidy. The powder they use is magnetically charged so it sticks to the parts, and then they bake it. It was really awesome to see the whole process.
The whole powder coat process took about 5 hours. And I think Cody learned a lot.
What did I stick in here?
No, corks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's cool.
You know, in my opinion, sometimes experience is the best teacher. Today we stopped by Justin to see what kind of progress he was making with the paint on the bike.
What's up, Cody? How you doing?
Good. What's up,
Hey,
Jeff?
Paul.
How you doing, Paul?
Good to see you guys. This is the start of the scroll work that we did for the gold leaf that's going to be on the sides.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. Go good with the style of the bike.
Yeah.
When I saw what Justin had done with the gold leaf on the fire bike, I said to Cody that we might want to use that on our bike. Because, you know, back in the day, that was pretty popular look with the choppers, you know?
Hey, what do you think about the pinstripe for this thing?
I think on the pinstripe, and I was thinking maybe keeping it like retro looking, we'll go like red and white with it. That'll probably keep the overall theme looking really good, looking old school.
Yeah.
I think it's great that Paul Sr. is taking the time to teach Cody about building bikes and stuff. I know when I was his age, I definitely would have loved to have an opportunity like that.
So what is that, just basically like a sticker that you just stick on and then clear over it?
Yeah, it's a gold leaf vinyl.
Oh, is it? You know, the first bike I got to build with OCC, the paint job was pretty simple. It was just basically one color. But this bike's gonna have a lot more detail as far as the paint job goes. And Justin's came up with some really good ideas to try and get that old school look that me and Paul Sr. are looking for.
Man, that looks great. I love it. When do you think it'll be done?
I'm figuring like Tuesday night. Probably be up there.
All right. All right, we'll see you Monday then, all right?
All right, Tuesday it is.
We'll see you Monday.
When Justin was painting the old school bike, he said that he heard that I rode motocross, and he asked me if I wanted to go riding with him. So today, he took me to this really cool track that a friend of his owns. Yeah. been riding motocross since I was about 5 years old, and it's really been a dream of mine to become a professional rider. It was great of Justin to take some time out and ride with me to show me some tips, because he really knows what he's doing out there.
I used to race motocross professionally for about 8 years, and it was great to get on the track today with Cody, and I was really impressed with his skill level.
He's definitely got that, like, go-for-it attitude, which is, like, pretty killer in a young kid.
I'm really into bikes, especially building the choppers at OCC. But I really love tearing up the track and just hammering jumps. There's really nothing cooler than that.
Come on, give me an egg.
Good.
I want a hard one.
Do you really?
Yeah.
This is terrible. Look at that in the tree. It's not even colored like that earthy tone.
No, Easter's always been a special family time for us.
When I was a kid, they used to dig a 10-foot ditch and hide the eggs.
These are going to be toughies.
But this year it's extra special, because we're having an Easter egg hunt for my granddaughter, Gabriella, and it's her very first one.
I'm going to hide one over here. Nobody will ever find it here. We're all set, ready to go, and my brother's late again. So you know how my dad reacted to that.
I just don't understand the whole mentality. This is supposed to be from 8:30 to 9:30. It's 9:30. It's almost 9:30. Nobody's even showed up, including your brother, as usual.
Where are you supposed to be?
You know what? I have stuff to do. It doesn't make any difference.
Maybe you could put your anger aside for a little while. Daddy? Pop.
You know what? I don't find you amusing today, Mike. I really don't.
Come on, Pop.
When he gets here, I'll beat him with the boom.
I'll smash him with that bat.
Just make a huge scene. It'll be good.
In front of the children.
Yeah.
I'm going to have him pull me off him.
The king of the castle here. All right, let's rock, man.
Come on, guys. Easter Bunny, put the Easter eggs out here. Let's go.
Get your eggs, Gab. Come on, over here.
Thank you.
Hurry up. They're over by the swings.
You know, as aggravated as I was about, you know, Paulie showing up late, I gotta tell you, spending the day with all those little kids and getting a chance to leave all the stresses and strains of work behind.
Whoa, you got a lot of eggs in here.
I gotta tell you, it was a real gift.
Thanks, Easter Bunny. Yeah.
Come on, bud.
Next time on American Chopper, it's graduation day for Cody and Paul Sr.'s old school bike. And OCC gets a new home.
Today we say goodbye to the dirty dungeon.
Paul Jr.'s imagination takes flight with a radical new concept that gives a whole new meaning to the word chopper.
This bike is different right from the ground up.
The achievement.
Thank you very much, Paul.
The ambition.
Beautiful.
The aggravation.
Back off!
Next time on American Chopper.